Hey, welcome back. It's Your Time with Kim Iverson. We see it in the news all the time. Children being taken away from their moms, their dads. We've got child custody cases and support and domestic violence. All of these issues have been hitting the news and even celebrities lately. And it's really kind of confusing. And of course, I get so many telephone calls from people who are asking questions like, oh, well, I don't know what to do about my ex and he doesn't take care of the kids or they're abusive or lots of different questions. Well, Judge Eugene Hyman is with us tonight. Hello, Judge Hyman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you are a family domestic, what kind of a judge? Sorry.
Well, no, I'm a general jurisdiction, okay. But I've been involved in a lot of issues having to do with family law.
With family law. And this is, I'm sure a lot of people have tons of questions. I'm sure when you're walking around in life and people find out you're a judge, you probably get tons of questions.
Two things. One, how to beat a traffic ticket, and the other is my divorce.
How to beat a traffic ticket. Do you know the answer to that?
Don't speed.
Okay. All right. What about the divorce one?
If you possibly can, get a lawyer, and if you can't, to do the best that you can to settle it outside of court.
Now, divorce court is in family court. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, because I don't know a whole lot about this. So,
well, when you talk about family court, you're really talking potentially about three separate divisions. One is actually family that does with property, deals with rather property as well as child custody. The other is dependency, which is abuse and neglect. And the other is delinquency, which is child criminal law.
Oh, did you hear about that kid just recently on the news that killed his dad?
Well,
the 8-year-old?
Unfortunately, that's not, it isn't an isolated incident. It happened several times throughout the year.
Kids doing that?
Oh, sure.
What in the world? Wow, okay. Do you ever get cases like that?
Not with the child actually killing a parent. I've had situations where children severely hurt their parents. But no, I've never had a situation where a child killed a parent. I've seen situations where a child, in our jurisdiction, where a child killed a parent because the child was going to get a bad report card and was going to get grounded.
No.
And so he shot his father with a .45 that the father owned, and then he set the house on fire. And they
where did they learn this from?
TV, probably. And then it wasn't discovered that the father was murdered until they did an autopsy and took an X-ray of his charred body, and then they saw the bullets.
Wow. He almost got away with my. How old was the kid?
He was 16, so of course
then he
confessed, so he's going to wind up doing life.
Yeah, it just really creeps me out when I hear 8-year-olds doing it, you know, because it's like 8-year-olds are supposed to be so innocent. So if I'm going to represent myself in family court, then what are some things that I could do? What are some pointers?
Well, if you possibly can, know the judge. By that I mean sit in, observe hearings so you can see the kinds of questions that the judge asks, get the sense of the kinds of things that the judge wants to hear.
Are we allowed to do that, just go and sit in on cases?
Oh, yeah. The only thing that's confidential usually is abuse and neglect. Generally, family court itself, having to do with family law issues, is usually open to the public. Maybe the file might be a little sealed. That is, psychological reports sometimes are sealed. But generally speaking, the courtrooms are open.
So you just go in, sit down, and so when you know who the judge is going to be for your case, let's say
right.
It's a child custody or...
Right.
What other types of cases would people represent themselves
on? Well, property, having everything from pots and pans to cars to houses to retirement plans, things of that nature. But my real interest has to do with children.
Okay. So if it's a child custody case or maybe child support?
Yes. That the two have a tendency to go hand in hand.
Right, okay.
Because child support is related to the amount of time that the child spends with the parents.
Okay.
Which is sometimes what fuels sometimes the child custody matter, because one parent wants to get more time so that they can pay less child support.
Yeah, okay, so we just got to go check out the judge, see what kind of questions he asks.
The other thing that you can do is go to a law library, and usually they have publications that have biographies and interviews with the various judges.
Okay.
Statewide as well as across the United States. And sometimes there's something telling in terms of the judge's history or past that gives you a little bit of a clue. The other thing that you can do is talk to domestic violence advocates. They usually have a pretty good understanding in terms of what the judges in their community are doing.
And so that's another case that would be at a family court case. Is that would be
right?
A...
And I'm talking strictly now about child custody cases, in terms of how to get a sense of what's going on. Mm. The other thing that you can do is start thinking about evidence, how to get your evidence. And number one, what is your evidence going to be? Number two, how do you introduce it? Which is not easy, because a lot of times people representing themselves, which is about 65% of all people in family court are representing themselves, which is incredibly sad, because it's just a lot better if everyone has representation.
It's just so expensive to get an attorney.
It's extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the other thing that you can do is legal aid societies, or the equivalent in many communities, have mini lectures on certain aspects of family law, and sometimes they talk about the kinds of things that we've been talking about in terms of evidence, and what kind to obtain, how you get it in. School teachers can be very helpful, especially if the child has been having problems and has been telling the teacher about them. Mm-hmm. You know, a child who was doing well and all of a sudden started to have accidents and wet their pants and things of that nature. Children that tell how when the teacher asks what's going on, well, you know, I spent the weekend with my dad and I had a horrible time, that kind of stuff mm-hmm. is helpful, because the teachers don't usually have an axe to grind. They're usually objective,
right.
and they spend more time with the child than the average parent does,
okay,
especially in the younger years.
And so do you have a lot of resources on your website?
Not with respect to that, more with respect to domestic violence, which
okay.
is my real area of interest.
Domestic violence, yeah, and that's definitely something people need to take more seriously, and that's kind of what your mission is that right?
Yes, well, not just domestic violence, but also sexual assault, molest.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of times that they're interrelated, and then from the judge's perspective, how do you tell who's telling the truth?
Yeah, okay. JudgeHyman.com. I'll put that link on my website at YourTimeWithKim.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Anytime.
All right. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.